Hi, Mel.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You are the first and the only for now.
Okay. I know I couldn't make it last week, so. And I'm waiting for the exterminator to come. But Tony's home now, so he can tend to that. It's a once a year inspection,
okay.
You know. So
I understand. Life is a process, and it's a balancing of priorities.
It's just always something to do. That's just the way it is. And has always been. I don't think it'll change. And if it does, it kind of scares you.
Well, actually, I think life will change, but it's going to be a process of change, not an immediate change. So,
right.
I'm not sure that others are coming this morning, but why don't we start, because there's a number of verses today.
Okay.
So, the handouts are available on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And on mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When you open up that link, scroll down to the place where the Shelvavim section is, and there are two of the three components, or the three links. One is for the Palms landing page, and the other is for the PDF file from Rabbi Sutton titled Yearnings for Redemption. And we will be utilizing both handouts today. We will start with the Palms landing page. And in both of the handouts, scroll down to Psalm 33. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Brechu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leyakda L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Elohinu Alenu Maasei Adenu Kananei Alenu Maasei Adenu Kananeihu. Psalm 33 is said on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. And as we have explained, there are people who say all 150 Psalms over the course of the Hebrew month. So there are a number of Psalms said on the fifth day, and this is one of them. This Psalm teaches the righteous and the upright to praise God. For the more one knows of the Torah's wisdom, the more should he praise God, for he knows and understands his greatness. This is the traditional Kavanah to use when saying this song. I would clarify that because no one can know the full extent of Hashem. And to understand the greatness of Hashem, truthfully, we probably only perceive a small portion of his truly true greatness. The first word is Ronanu, And in the Yearning for Redemption introduction, there's a section, I believe it's section 6, that goes through a number of the beginning words and their meanings. So I refer you there. There are 22 verses in Psalm 33. 22 is the gematria that connects to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's essentially creating a vessel that includes all of the energy in the universe. Now we will transfer to the Yearning for Redemption handout. Verse 1. Ra'anenu sadikim ba'adonai yohe wahe la'isharim na'wa tehila. You righteous, be ecstatic in Hashem. You upright, it befits you to reflect thanks and praise. And now we will scroll to the bottom of the page to look at footnote number 67. You righteous, be ecstatic in Hashem. The Midrash Tehillim 33 quotes in the Meditation of the Bible by Rabbi Kaplan. The verse does not say, Ranenu Tzadikim El Hashem, you righteous, sing joyously to Hashem, but Ranenu Tzadikim Ba Hashem, you righteous, be ecstatic in Hashem. It therefore refers to an ecstasy that results from seeing a vision of Hashem. This entire psalm revolves around the concept of seeing. The amplification of Hashem's overseeing and supervising providence in our lives. In response to our seeing and appreciating that providence, the more we perceive His providence in our lives, the more He focuses His eyes on us. Especially important is the power of our yearning and wanting to see His providence, as expressed in the last verse of this psalm. This footnote really does not explain. There are words, but it doesn't describe the experience, because the experience cannot be described. It must be experienced. It must be felt. I could go on this one subject. The important thing to understand is this concept: be ecstatic in Hashem. The only way, to my knowledge, and what I have gleaned from my teachers, the only way to be ecstatic in Hashem is to experience, quote unquote, the vision of Hashem. The spirit system gives you a taste, and then it withdraws that taste and says, all right, you've had the taste. Do you want it? If you want it, work for it. This is what happens on Pesach. The taste was given in the light of Pesach, and then it is withdrawn. And you need to spend 50 days building a desire, building a vessel to receive that light again. The first time it's for free. There's no bread of shame for receiving it. But the second time, what you receive, which is the Torah, the light of the Torah, requires works. This is repeated in each person's spiritual life as they grow from step to step. One needs to understand this system and work at the system, knowing that what I saw, I'll never see again until I get to the next level. Let's return to verse 2. Hodu la Adonai Yohei Wahei Lekinor B'nevel Asor Zamrulo. Thank Hashem with a harp. Cut through your emotional barriers to him with a 10-stringed lyre. The 10 strings represents the 10 sephirot. But you need an instrument of vibration to connect to each of the 10 sephirot in sequence, or even individually. The vibration must be there, and it must be correct. There are 7 words indicating that this is a connection to the physical world. And 28 letters indicating that this is a connection to the power of Hashem, the power of creation. Because Malchut, the physical world, is the manifestation of the energy of creation. The third verse. Shiru lo shir chadash heitivu nagen bitrua. Sing a new song to him for the daily miracles he performs. Play skillfully with passion, for which there are no words. Seven words. Letters connecting you to all 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. But it would be interesting to go through and see which letters are missing. As you can learn as much from what is in lack as what is revealed. The fourth verse. Ki yashar devar Hashem v'kal ma'asehu be'emunah. Deepen your trust that Hashem's word is upright and that everything he does is performed in faithfulness. Seven words again. Twenty-six letters representing Hashem, connecting to Hashem, indicating to you, to us, that Hashem is constantly new. At least to us. Hashem does not change, as he says to the prophet. But we change. Every instant we change. We are a new creation. How does that knowledge impact your life? How does that knowledge impact your behavior when you take it into your life and live by this spiritual principle? The fifth verse. Ohe tzedaka u'mishpat chesed Hashem ala haaretz. He loves to govern his world with the perfect combination of righteous charity and strict justice. In this way, Hashem's loving kindness permeates all creation. Again, seven words. Twenty-seven letters. But you'll notice that the word, the first word, ohev, is missing the vav, so it could be 28 letters when it's completed. When the righteous charity is no longer needed to give balance in the world, because there will be no movement, there will be no negative inclination to move away from Hashem, but only to move towards Hashem. The sixth verse. Bidbar Hashem Shamayim Dasu Uruach Piv Kol Tzivam. With Hashem's word, the heavens were made, and all the heavenly hosts were fashioned with the breath of his mouth. Eight words connecting us to Bina. Thirty letters indicating that this is a verse of teaching. There's a hint here to the greatness of Hashem, because we need to say words one by one. But what leaves Hashem's mouth, what we hear, is everything at once. And then we are able to perceive the cause and effect as each word causes the next word to come forth. The seventh verse. Konez kaned mehayam notein biotzarot tehomot. When he performs miracles, he gathers the waters of the sea into a wall. But the miracle of nature is that he causes the water of the earth's depths to evaporate and collect into treasure chambers of rain clouds in the sky. Seven words. Twenty-seven letters. And again, you're missing the vav in the first word. There is a lot of commentary in the English translation by Rabbi Sutton. If we read this verse in English without Rabbi Sutton's comments, he gathers the waters of the sea into a wall. Depths to evaporate and collect into treasure chambers. You can see that that sentence leaves much in doubt. It leaves much to explain. Rabbi Sutton has given us one explanation. Spend some time contemplating what else you would say to explain this verse. The eighth Yiru me Hashem kol haaretz mimenu yaguru kol yoshve tevel. Let the earth therefore fear Hashem, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Nine words indicating connection to wisdom or to Yesod, to creation, creativity. Four letters indicating that this is a connection to wisdom, because 34 is Lamed Dalet, teach the door, or the door to teaching, depending on the order of the letters. The ninth verse. Ki hu amar vayehi hu tziwa vayamot. For he spoke and the world came into existence. He commanded and it was established. Seven words indicating this is about the creation of the physical world, about Mahut. Twenty-three letters indicating that we are missing a letter. We don't utilize the letter as the tradition teaches, that there will be a 23rd letter revealed with and by the Mashiach. The 10th Pasuk. Hashem hefir atzat goyim heniyo machshavot amin. Many a time he has nullified the counsel of nations and frustrated the plans of people, of peoples. Seven words. Twenty-nine letters connecting to the Hebrew month of Av, connecting to the concept of the Partsuf of Chachma, which is called Father, Av. 11th verse. Atzata Hashem Le'olam Ta'amot Machshavot Libo Lidor Vador. Only Hashem's counsel will stand forever. The thoughts of his heart will endure throughout all the generations. This gives me the thought that I had never occurred to me before, but the concept that the unity of all of humanity, all of humankind, represents the emotions, the human emotions, because that's all we can understand of Hashem, the human emotions, all of them, in all of their grades, in all of their levels. Those words really do not do justice to the thought that occurred to me. Eight words connecting to Bina, going above the physicality. There are three missing vavs in this pasuk, which would make, when it's completed, 37 letters. The 37 connects to Bina, but the concealed aspect of Bina. The 12th pasuk. Ashrei ha-goy asher Hashem Elohav ha-am bachar v'nachalalo. Happy is the nation that has the eternal Hashem as its God. Happy is the people whom he has chosen to be his own inheritance. The number nine connects to Chachma and to Yesod. Let's find out the letters count. By the letter count, it hints to us which is the correct one for this verse. Thirty-three letters, which represents a connection to the Yesod, because it's Chod. The 33 is Chod Shebachod in the counting of the Omer, and that represents the manifestation without the physicality. And that would be Yesod. The 13th verse. Mishamayim tibit Hashem ra'a et kol b'nei ha'adam. From heaven Hashem looks down. He sees all mankind. Eight words connecting to Bina. Twenty-seven letters connecting to the 27 letters of the Aleph-Bet, the Hebrew Aleph-Bet. Verse 14. Mim chom shito ishkiach el ko yoshvei haaretz. From his dwelling place, he oversees all the inhabitants of the earth. Seven words indicating physicality. Malchut. Twenty-six, indicating a unity in this verse between heaven and earth, between spiritual and physical. The 15th pasuk, Hayotzer yachad libam ha-mevin el kol ma'aseihem. He is the one who fashioned all their hearts as one. He therefore discerns all their actions in a single glance. Seven words indicating physicality, but the words of the verse kind of indicate spirituality, so let's count the letters to see. Twenty-five, indicating a unity between the five worlds within the five worlds, indicating a unity between the physical and the spiritual. The 16th pasuk, Ein hamelech nosha berav ha'il gibor lo yinatzel berav koach. Kings cannot rely on large armies to save them, nor can heroes count on their great strength to rescue them. Ten words connecting to all of the Sephirot. Connecting to the 32 gates of wisdom, the 32 paths of wisdom. This is indicating that this verse is connected to Chokhmah of Chokhmah. The 16th verse. Ein hamelech no shabirav ha'il gibor lo yinatzel birav koach. Kings cannot rely on large armies to save them, nor can heroes count on their great strength to rescue them. Ten words connecting to the ten Sephirot. Again, 32. The 17th pasuk. Sheker chasus lach lich shuvah b'uvro chelo lo yimalet. The speed of a man's horse is a false guarantee of deliverance. With all its strength, it cannot ensure escape. Seven words connecting to Malchut. Twenty-seven letters, one missing vav in the verse, which would make it 28. The 16th pasuk. Hine en Hashem el yireal lam yachalin lechazdo. Behold, Hashem's providence is focused on those who revere him, on those who yearn for his loving kindness. Seven words connecting to physicality. Twenty-nine, connecting to the Father, Av. The 19th pasuk. Lehatzil mimevet, mimavet nafsham uchayotam barav. They pray that he will deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. I would make a comment that famine does not necessarily mean a lack of food. You can have a famine, God forbid, of spirituality as well. Four letters connecting to physicality. Five words. That's an interesting combination. I don't remember ever seeing that before. Five words and 24 letters. The 20th verse. Nafshenu hichta la'ashem ezreinu umagneinu hu. Our soul longs for Hashem. He alone is our support and our shield. Six words connecting to Zeran Pin. Twenty-eight letters connecting to Koach, power and strength. Verse 21. Ki vo yismach libeinu ki v'shem kadsho batachnu. It is only in perceiving him that our heart rejoices. We have therefore placed our trust in his holy name. Eight words connecting to Bina. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem. The 22nd verse. Yehi chazdecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach. Hashem, may your loving kindness be focused upon us to the degree we yearn for you, from you. The degree we yearn for you. Seven words. Twenty-seven letters. I'll now say the psalm in the sequence of verses. Rana nu tzadikim ba'adonai Yohei wahei Lai sharim nava Tehila Odu ladonai Yohei wahei Bekinor b'nei gevel Asor zamru lo Shiru lao shir chadash Heitivu nagen bitrua Ki yashar devar ha-yonai Yohei wahei Wekal ma'asehu be'amuna Ohev tzedaka u'mishpat chesed Adonai Yohei wahei ma'ala ha'aretz Bidbar Adonai Yohei wahei shamayim nasu ruach piv kol tuvam Kones kaned me hayam Noten biot sarot techomot Yiru me Adonai Yohei wahei Kol haaretz Mimenu yaguru kol yoshvei tevel Ki hu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamod Adonai Yohei wahei hepir atzat goyim heiniyo makshevot amin Atzat Adonai Yohei wahei le'olam tamod makshevot libo ledor vador Ashrei hagoy asher Adonai Yohei wahei Elohav ham Bachar lenachalalo Mishmayim hibit Adonai Yohei wahei Ra'et kol b'nei ha'adam Mimchon shivto hishgiach El kol yoshvei ha'aretz Ha'yotzer yachad libam Amevin el kol ma'asehem Ein hamele No shabirav chayil gibor Lo yinatzel birav koach Sheker chasus lichua Urochei lo yimalet Hine en Adonai Yohei wahei el yareav Lam yachalim Lechazdo. Lechatzil mimevet nafsham uchayotam barav. Nafshenu hikta ladonai Yohei wahei Ezreinu umagineinu hu ki vo yismach libeinu ki v'shem kadsho v'tachtu Yehi hazdecha Adonai Yohewahe Aleinu kasher yichalnu lach. That's the completion of today's class. Are there any questions?
Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, on verse 19, when you said this combination of 24 letters and 5 words, that you had never seen that combination before, did you mean you'd never seen it before in the work of the Psalms that we've done, or you've never seen that combination?
I've never seen the combination anywhere.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that I haven't done every verse in the Tanakh. So, you know, it's a premature assessment.
Yeah.
But it's,
well, I just wondered,
you know,
if it was in reference to the Psalms, you know. So that's interesting to know. I know sometimes I say I've never seen the combination, and then I find out later, well, yeah, you have. You just forgot. And I'm talking about myself, not you. But I just wondered about.
Yeah, no, the same sentence,
you know,
would apply to me as well. Because, you know, yeah. My memory is not perfect.
Well, what I was really getting at was it in general overall, or was it just specific to the Psalms? So if you answer the question, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Any other questions?
Yes, one other. When we talk about unifications, are we talking about what we do when we intertwine the letters of the Tetragrammaton with, like, Ehyeh and Elohim and Adonai? Or are you referring to some other unification? Not clear on that.
I just want to clarify for those who are listening. When you're using unifications, I think you mean Yehudim. Am I correct?
Right. Is that...
Okay, the Hebrew word Yehudim, which is translated as unifications. But
okay.
Like all of the Hebrew letters, there's much more to that. So the answer
okay.
to your question is yes. It refers to any time you take Hebrew letters from one word, two words, three words, or more, and unify them through intertwining, through the use of the tool Shilu.
Yeah.
What you are doing is taking the energy of each word and bringing them into unification, into Yehud. Into one sense is that you're bringing them into zivug, into sexual union, creative union. And what comes out of creative union is our children. What comes out of creative union is something new, something different than either one of the parents. That's what it means. And whether you do it with Hashem's name, or you do it with your name, or you do it with any Hebrew word, any English word that you've transformed into English, into Hebrew letters, using the tool of Shiluv is a form of sexual union. It's a form of creative union. What comes out? This is why you have to be careful, because you literally are utilizing the DNA that creates the essence of that energy in each of the different five worlds.
Okay,
and
I thank you
for that question.
I kind of had two separate definitions there, so I'm glad to see that Shalud is also part of unification. Okay, thank you. I also there's a student in our Hebrew class who is not Jewish. She had a husband who died of cancer, and she has also gone through a bout with cancer and is still, she's through with chemo and all, but she's still having to be retested every so often. And her name is Mary, so it would be Miriam. And I happened one day, I don't know what I wasn't thinking about her or anything, but it was at the time that we were probably just starting with the Shalhoub method, and I happened to see a graphic of the name Miriam with the word Vadai, with certainty. And so I sent her, by email, that graphic. Is that okay to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I do it with my own name every day because there is no limitation. There's no limit to how much certainty one can achieve. And each day is a new energy, so looking at that graphic for her is very, very important daily. It will build her certainty. And this is the tool that really manifests mind over matter. It manifests all of our creating of of what is in our life.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from our sense of certainty. As a metaphorical example, if the where you are today is 100% certainty, can you go to 110% certainty? The answer is yes, because that now becomes the new base, the new 100%. I recommend every student of Kabbalah intertwine their name with the word Vadai. I did have a discussion with one of my teachers about this, who was very uncomfortable with the concept. But then he came back to me later and said that he had checked with Rob Berg, and it was Rob Berg said it was a valid tool to utilize.
Okay.
And I've seen the experience with many of my students. In one particular case that I'm thinking of right now, the gentleman had been unemployed for over 2 years. And he was really down on himself and on his situation. He was running out of funds, all of the typical things that something like that would generate.
Right.
And he started to use the tool. And literally within 3 months, he had a job. A year later, his marriage had healed. All of these things. And he attributed, his statement to me was, he attributed all of the changes just by utilizing that daily meditation of the shiluv of his name with the word Vadai. And for those who don't know, Vadai is Aramaic for certainty. It's
okay,
a very powerful tool.
Yes, I know. I feel like that comes to the synagogue or comes for Hebrew classes, that they've entered a new phase in their life. And to me, it's an indication more than likely that that person has a Jewish soul or is a child of Israel. And I felt
Absolutely.
Like it was okay. And I knew she was really apprehensive. I'm not too sure if that week maybe she didn't get a good report or it was just that it was time for her to go for her checkup. And so she was apprehensive. And So being able to share with her the word Vedan, what it meant, and with her letters of her name, and she seemed to be excited and thankful, you know, to see that. And when I showed it to her on my phone, and she right away wanted it sent to her phone. So, but thank you for those answers and clarification. It always helps.
You're very welcome. And hopefully she continues to have certainty and she continues to manifest the healing in herself.
Okay. Amen. Can you hear Russell? Which always when I say that, I really think, well, it is Hashem's will. I don't know why we say, may it be Hashem's will, because it is.
Correct. Actually, Cain, Yehi Ratzon, translated literally, Cain is yes.
Yes.
Yehi is it is. Ratzon is desire or will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not saying may it be. That's an English translation that's a corruption.
Mm-hmm. That's probably something we need to point out.
There's so much that we miss when we translate to English. And you, as you know, I don't speak Hebrew. And it's a choice I make, but it's also the truth that I never learned it to speak it. I learned it to understand as many of the 70 explanations as I could achieve in my limited situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that limited situation is being human. So I wish you a good Shabbat.
And I so wish you a happy Shabbat too. Very good Shabbat.
Thank you. Thank you. And I remind you that Monday night there will be a Rosh Chodesh event at the 7 o'clock class when we count the Omer. We will also be doing our Rosh Chodesh event for Rosh Chodesh Sivan. As we move towards the completion of the counting of the Omer and the holiday of Shavuot. Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.